Well, Bob, congratulations. It's got to be a great honor for you.
It sure is. Thank you very much. Yes.
Tell us about those days in high school sports back in the 40s. What were those days like, and how different were they from, what today's kids are dealing with?
Well, it seems like to me that, back then we were still in the building stage, as you might say. We had a beautiful track and a beautiful stadium, but it was still behind times compared to now. And I think, and I'd probably get a lot of flack for saying this, but I think we were more disciplined than they are now. We more or less the rough and ready type people, where now there's so many individual type players. And at my time, we played offense, defense, both the same, and we called the plays. The coach didn't call the plays, and that's what I noticed, and I really enjoyed being in that time.
You are going in as a track athlete, but you also played other sports. Do you have a favorite sport that you like to play more than others?
Yes, I love football, and track was just kind of a sideline of the training for football, and because we could work on that during the summers when we weren't in school or whatever. But and it seems like the whole school was based on football, and track was a building to build a football player, and I just enjoyed that more. But I love track too.
You've lived your whole life in Knoxville, and of course, the last few years, you've seen the renovation of Kenlock Stadium, and what a beautiful place that is now becoming. Obviously, you take a lot of pride in your hometown.
I sure do. I sure do. It's been good to me, and I've tried to be good to Knoxville.
Bob, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.